views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. No guests today, just us. So if you want to call in with anything on your mind, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. It's a Friday. We've got a dusting of snow this week. I'm getting my studded snow tires put on today. Thank you to the people over there at American Tire Warehouse, McMahon family. You've been servicing Fairbanks in one way or another. My goodness, 70 years, I'd say. So you guys were top notch. Really appreciate it. And no, this is not a paid advertisement. Just really special people over there. And they've always taken care of me for my tire needs and just giving them a shout out. Now, we're coming into the weekend right before Thanksgiving. Did it get here fast or what? It's already Thanksgiving. 2023 is, you know, coming to a screeching halt in a month and, 2 weeks? Boy, remember back when they had the Y2K scare, 2000? All the computers were going to shut down, all that fun stuff. Well, that didn't happen. Banks didn't freeze up and things like that. But just how time flies. And this weekend, you better get your turkey. Simple as that. Now, go over to Fred Meyer's, Safeway, Walmart, wherever. They've got them over there. And for every 5 pounds your turkey weighs, for every 5 pounds, that's a day of thawing in the refrigerator. Don't think you're going to thaw it out by pulling it out the night before and letting that cannonball thaw. Start now. Put it in the refrigerator now. Let it come to a thaw. You know, 4 to 5 pounds a day is what it takes. So if you got a good 12-pound turkey or 16-pound turkey, that's 3 days in the refrigerator. Plus, you know, playing out overnight to let it really get thawed. And it goes by fast. So this Sunday, get to the store. Enjoy it. And today we're going to talk about food. If you have any thoughts or questions. And the reason why we're doing this is because you're going to come across people, or maybe you have a food allergy or a food issue. And I came across this yesterday, got to cook for a friend at the house, had some people over. And this person had food restrictions where this person could not have beef, shellfish, goat, dairy products of any kind, and all food must be gluten-free. So the first thing I thought to myself is, what is gluten? What does that mean? What does gluten-free mean? Well, gluten is a protein found in the wheat plant and some other grains. It's naturally occurring, but it can be extracted or concentrated. It can go either way. And added to food and other products to add protein, texture, and flavor. It also works as a binder agent to hold processed foods together and give them shape. So I had to do some figuring out here. What would I serve a person? They could have pork or chicken as an entree, things like that. So I scratched my head. And sometimes you go to a store to get inspired. So day before yesterday, on Wednesday, I was going down Pega Road about 5 o'clock at night, and I thought, Tommy G's. So I go into Tommy G's looking for some pork product, and a person was there getting some big, beautiful-looking pork chops, you know, about an inch and a half. So I go to Tommy. I said, hey, do you have a pork chop roast? He goes, yeah, but it's froze. It's going to take about 3 days to thaw out. Oh, you know, again, and I'm serving this food on Thursday. So I said, oh, no, okay, that ain't going to work. What else do you think you should do? So he brought me over to this one area, and it's when you walk into Tommy G's, it's not cheap, but also the quality is top shelf. You're not going to find anything better in the state of Alaska. So he brought me over to this one area, and he showed me this pork that basically was a skirt steak. And so I asked him, okay, how would you know, the barbecue grill's not going to be in use. How would you do this? And he said, you know, get some olive oil, you know, put your flavors in it and sear it two sides and turn it over, sear it two sides, you know, make sure you get your oil smoking hot. And then he said, then turn it over 1 minute on each side twice. So about a total of an 8 minute cooking time. And so that's what I did. I went and got a good olive oil, got it searing. And just before I put the, what we'll call the skirt pork in there, I threw in some diced up shallots. And because this, with that temperature of the olive oil, is going to cook fast. So I didn't want to get them all browned and everything like that. So I put them in there for about a minute. Then I put in the skirt steak. And when I flipped it over for the second 2 minute drill, I put in my chopped up garlic and my diced up tarragon. I like to cook with tarragon. Tarragon's a very flavorful aroma style herb. It's really nice. I really enjoy it. And finding tarragon flowers in the summer or seeds is problematic, but I've got my people and they know I like it, so they take care of me very well. So anyway, I cooked it for a minute, flipped it, cooked it for a minute, flipped it, cooked it for a minute, flipped it, cooked it for a minute, total of 8 minutes. I put it on a nice wood cutting board, put a nice aluminum foil cap over it, you know, loosely to keep, let it structure itself for the next 8 to 10 minutes before I cut into it. But when I did cut into it, it was from perfect medium rare to a perfect medium, depending on the thickness. So I had 5 people over last night, and depending on what style you liked your meat finished on, this came out perfect. Very tender, very tasty. And you know, you think about something like that and the different tastes and flavors that you can subject it to. Believe me when I tell you, I have some more of those. So I'm going to try it again this next week and enjoy experimenting with it. And, you know, if you listen to Fairbanks Foodies on Saturday at 1 o'clock, you'll find these things out and these helpful hints. And, you know, on Saturday, KFAR, with all the shows that they have here, it's something else. You know, you have Compo's Outdoor Show, Fairbanks Foodies. You have the Buzz. You have Health Talk. Oh, boy. It's the different things that you have here. It's very good. So you should listen on Saturdays. We don't have Tradio anymore, but listen on Saturdays. So with that, We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine is proud to announce the completion of our multi-million dollar project investing back into Fairbanks. McKinley Imaging offers state-of-the-art MRIs, and McKinley Surgical offers surgical procedures in our brand new outpatient surgery center. As a recent Business of the Year recipient, we continue to invest in the most up-to-date technology so our patients don't have to leave the place we call home for care. With clinics in Fairbanks and North Pole, we are open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday 10 to 8 for your convenience. McKinleyOrtho.com.
We choose to live in Alaska. Yeah, it gets cold, but that's just part of it. The ice and snow, the price of fuel, we can't control them. So we prepare. We reduce our net cost with a new Blaze King wood stove and a shed full of dry firewood. With a smaller carbon footprint than oil or natural gas, it's better for the environment. Check out the Blaze King wood stoves at the Woodway. Be prepared. Whatever comes, the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
Let's create some pizzas. First one, large with marinara, Italian sausage, pepperoni, black olives, and a little bit of feta. I call it the Kenny. Now, a large, white sauce, chicken, mushrooms, jalapenos, spinach, and fresh garlic. We'll call it the Teresa. Ooh, how about this one? Marinara sauce, prosciutto, salami, green peppers, and red onions? That's a Mikey. How about a double pepperoni? Now everyone's happy. Giraldo's, where everybody's pizza dreams come true.
Fairbanks, are you thinking about a new career where you're your own boss, setting your own schedule? In real estate, you set your success up in the winter for a very good spring, summer, and fall. To start this new career, the state of Alaska requires you to take a pre-licensing course. My next class is the first 2 weekends in December. If it is something you are considering, give me, David Pruse, a call at 479-7000, that's 479-7000, to start your real estate career.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
Snow likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 20. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely again tonight. 1 above. Cloudy skies. High of 8 above. Tomorrow, chance for snow. About an inch of snow today through tonight. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Want to give a shout out to a great longtime listener, great listening friend, Eve. She brought me in some original Stroop waffles, which is waffle cookies filled with caramel. And boy, thank you so much. Appreciate the gift and the very nice note that you gave me here. And really, really enjoy that. Thank you. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving? If you're going to be doing something, are you going to have food delivered? Give the Westmark a call. Give the different restaurants a call like Pike's Landing. It used to do a takeout service for you to pick up there. See if the Greens are doing anything, the Pump House. Restaurants like that. You know, Bobby's, they usually, I've not talked with them in a while, so I don't know if they're doing their normal feeding the homeless that they do. Stone Soup will be doing what they do. And enjoy that. Also, Stone Soup, if you need to get turkeys, you're not going to get it at Stone Soup, but what you can get there are pies. And this Tuesday, November 21st, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., you can go over there, and for $25 each, until they're gone, they're going to have pecan pies, pumpkin pies, apple galette, sweet potato pie, chocolate, and cranberry crumble pie. So they give a great service over there on Gaffney. Also, the soup off that they have is back. and I'm going to read this here. I hope I don't butcher too bad. After a long hiatus, the Soup Off is back. This popular culinary competition between Fairbanks' famous restaurants is the biggest annual fundraiser for the Breadline. 2024 is also the Breadline's 40th anniversary of feeding people and affirming lives in Fairbanks. Please come help make this event something special. At the Soup Off, you will sample dozens of freshly made soups while bidding on silent auction items, listening to live music, and having the opportunity to raffle, enter a raffle, and win big. Raffle prizes include 2 round-trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies, a 6-pound bar of silver, and a catered soup bowl party with a big-screen TV. Over the evening, local celebrity judges will taste every competing soup and award grand prize of the golden ladle to the highest-scoring contender. A prize for the best local ingredients use will also be presented to the winning soup. Ticket holders may vote for their favorites for the coveted People's Choice Award. The Soup Off is generously sponsored by Alaska Airlines, Black Spruce Brewing, and the Westmark Fairbanks. Mark your calendars for Saturday, January 20th, 2024. Doors open at 6 p.m. to the Westmark's Gold Room. Tickets are $40 each, and it always sells out, so you want something to do. Lots of great soups, lots of great people, a great event. Go there and enjoy it. So, anyway, cooking for a person with a restriction or 2 or 3 was my event last night, and I did pretty good at it for the first time doing something like that. And since this person couldn't have any of the dairy products, butter was out, and I enjoy using butter, but I'm Italian, so I had olive oil. And what I did was I got a 12-ounce box of gluten-free fettuccine. And, you boiled it, you cook it down, and you get it a little bit past the al dente, about 90, 95% cooked, and I had an olive oil sauce that I was going to finish it in. So I got the olive oil. Used about a third of a cup, and the different flavors you can put in it. You know, it's pretty basic. I use onion, shallot, and garlic. But also, you can use basil, tarragon, oregano. If you have it fresh leaf in there, that's great. And you're heating up your olive oil. Then you're putting this in at the end. It's only going to take 30 seconds to a minute to infuse the flavor with your herbs. And then I drained the fettuccine and I finished in there, and it was nice. You don't need to have a big sauce, a red sauce or an Alfredo sauce for a good pasta. You know, a good pasta speaks for itself, and the sauces are great. Sort of like you have the painting and then you have around it with your frame. So that's how you look at pasta. And it worked out very well. I'd never eaten gluten-free fettuccine before, but it's very good. And then for a salad, I made lemon vinaigrette, and I just sliced up some iceberg lettuce, mushrooms, diced up some mushrooms, carrots, cauliflower, and made the vinaigrette. The vinaigrette was made with olive oil, red wine vinegar, oregano, lemon, squeeze of lemon, Dijon mustard. And then I diced up some garlic and shallot, put them in there, and I put in some fresh cracked black pepper and some salt. And that worked out very well. So those were the ingredients that I had for last night's dinner in regards to cooking for a friend with a food items. It does get interesting. Now, what are you cooking for Thanksgiving? Have you thought about that yet? Because this is the weekend you're fixing your menu. Simple as that. You know, after this weekend, it's going to be a little bit late. Now, everyone does a turkey, but how about a prime rib? Have you thought about that? So, let me give you this ingredient tonight. You know, you can get this off the internet or wherever. You can get many different recipes depending what you want, how you want to do it, off the internet. And so here's one way to do it. Go out and get you a 4-pound prime rib. That's going to have probably 2 to 3 bones in it across there. And then get a 1/4 cup of unsalted butter. Unsalted. That's a baking butter. And you're going to have it softened. 1 tablespoon of freshly ground black pepper. 1 teaspoon of herbs de Provence. But I always go with a tablespoon. And kosher salt to taste. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to place the prime rib roast on a plate. Bring it to room temperature. And it's going to take you 2 to 4 hours after you get it out of the refrigerator. You're going to heat your oven to 500 degrees. For your gyros, that's 260 degrees Celsius. You can combine the butter, the pepper, and the herbs de Provence in a bowl. Mix well until blended. Then you're going to spread this over the entire rib roast, the entire thing. Roast the 4-pound roast in a preheated oven at 500 degrees for 20 minutes. If your roast is smaller than 4 pounds, you're going to do it a little bit less. Anyway, turn off the oven and leaving the roast with the door closed. Let the roast sit in the oven for 2 hours. Remove the roast, slice, and serve. So how's that for a basic, if you want to have a prime rib on Thanksgiving, recipe? Now, I would be going down this weekend, if you're going to get a prime rib, to get your order in. Fred Meyer's does a great job there. Their butchers are fantastic at making an order like that. And what you're looking at is you're probably looking at, for every person that you have coming over, you're going to want 1 pound. And because by the time you're done cooking it down, that pound will be down to about 12 ounces. So you're going to lose about, you know, 1/4 of it to 1/5 of it in your cooking time. So be available to do that. But put in your order early. Monday is too late. You know, the pickup day is Tuesday and Wednesday. Monday is too late. But you can get this done still. You got plenty of time. So get over there. Enjoy it. Enjoy your shopping. This is that holiday season. We're giving is good. And you can do this. Anyway, when we come back from our break here, I'm going to give you a couple ways on how to cook a turkey. I know you're just thrilled and interested in that, but what the heck? If I'm teaching you how to cook a prime rib very easily, this is how you do a turkey. But again, this weekend, get your turkey or get your prime rib or get your prime rib ordered. Tommy G's has it for you. Fred Meyer's has it for you. Safeway has it for you. Your local stores can get this done. Or call up a couple of the restaurants you like. See if they can provide for you a takeout to be picked up dinner from their restaurant. Take it to your house and serve it. After all, Thursday's Thanksgiving. Anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take a break here. We're going to give you some Stevie Wonder bumper music, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather. And we will be back. Da 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 da
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden in San Francisco. Today he got together with the president of Mexico to discuss cooperation between the two nations.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Well, the two leaders are in California for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference. President Biden made some headlines, though, referring to Chinese President Xi Jinping as a, quote, dictator during this summit in San Francisco. Congressman Dan Newhouse, who sits on the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, had some thoughts on the Fox News channel.
We can't take our eye off the fact that China poses significant threats to our economy, to our safety in this country, and that we've got to be very much aware of.
Well, Presidents Biden and Xi reportedly have agreed to reopen communications between militaries, a big win there, and also curb the production of fentanyl. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Pioneer Home has placed a temporary hold on accepting new residents until January 1st of 2024 as the state-run nursing home struggles to find staff. The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that there are 26 vacant positions at the home, 23 of which are for certified nursing assistants. The Fairbanks Pioneer Home has been struggling for years to find employees even before the pandemic, said David Leslie, a former activities aide. The nursing home has open rooms but simply does not have enough staff to man each of them, Leslie said. Fairbanks Pioneer Home is the only nursing home in the area that accepts patients regardless of their ability to pay, which makes it very popular. The home's high needs facility has a wait list of over 1 year long. In an emailed response, Kate Paskovich, information director with the Alaska Department of Family and Community Services, the state division that operates the nursing home, said the Fairbanks Pioneer Home is committed to providing quality care to its patients. The other Pioneer Homes in Alaska are Juneau, Palmer, Ketchikan, Anchorage, and Sitka, and they are still accepting new residents, Paskovich said.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
It's dark, it's cold, and that snow's gonna start loading up on a couple of those trees hanging over your yard or house. You do know that Eric and his crew at Great Alaska Tree Company work year-round, right? Troublesome trees don't wait for summer, and neither should you. Winter's the worst time for tree damage. The power lines, cars, and homes, specializing in those tricky, hard-to-reach areas, licensed, bonded, and insured, it's Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-470.
There was a time when oral surgery meant a trip to Anchorage or even Seattle. Not the case anymore. It's one of the state's best is right here in Fairbanks. North Star Oral and Facial Surgery. And you won't find better than Dr. Richard Hompish, board certified oral and maxillofacial surgeon. From dental implants and extraction of wisdom teeth to facial trauma surgery and more. And it's nearing the end of the year, so don't let those unused dental benefits fall to the wayside. Let North Star Oral and Facial Surgery help maximize your benefits. That's North Star Oral and Facial Surgery, right off Cowles Street.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world. Every moment, every task, every day of your life. They gather the light, the movement, and colors and bring your life into focus. They even express your deepest thoughts and feelings. Protect them. Call the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians. Providing medical and surgical eye care, fashion eyewear, and prescription lenses. The Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Since 1983, Access Alaska has been a private, nonprofit, consumer-controlled organization providing independent living services to people who experience a disability. As an independent living center, their mission is to encourage and promote the total integration of people who experience a disability as well as Alaskan elders living independently in the community of their choice. That's Access Alaska, opening doors to independence. For more info, log on to accessalaska.org.
This message is brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here. If you got a thought or an idea on this Friday, we're going into the weekend. Which bazaar are you going to this weekend? It's now through Christmas. It's the bazaar season. I mean, there's a bazaar every week. Don't know where you can look it up at, but what the heck. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy, what are you doing?
Well, I was wondering, do you know if there are many people or any people who have pigeons as pets? The local feral style of pigeons.
No, I do not.
Okay. I recently acquired a pigeon because I saw that this pigeon was looked like he was wounded and a raven was going after him. So I got a hold of him and the raven flew off. And but it looked like he had a broken leg. I have since taken him to a vet who determined there was no broken leg, but said one leg was not very, there's something wrong with the leg. And he gave him a shot of inflammatory stuff. And so I was just curious if anyone, you know, they're so close to us, they, I'm sure people, a lot of people feed them probably right out their window practically. So it's almost like a pet. But just was curious if, I haven't seen this pigeon eat anything yet, but I have provided food. I went to Alaska Feed yesterday and got three different types of food. One of them, packages even said dove on it. So, yeah, there was something there. And I got him some grit and some water, of course. But haven't actually observed him drinking or doing anything, but I hope he is.
Okay.
Just curious.
Good for you. Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You have a great afternoon.
Okay. Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, David. This is Eve.
Eve, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. And this would have been for Halloween at your city hall, and I just couldn't make it, but I had said I would be there. So when I make a promise like that, I have to do something about it. Anyway, I know you're going to ask me, what am I going to do for Thanksgiving?
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
And I hope Billy will forgive me. I don't know if you know about Billy's Backpackers Hostel.
No, I do not.
It's so interesting. Most Fairbanksans don't know it. But it's off College, a little bit before the Creamer's Field on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the most amazing place where many foreign students or younger people who were here before and like to return can be in a reasonably priced, very friendly environment. It's called Billy's Backpackers Hostel. And the bus stops there very close nearby. And for Thanksgiving, there's always a potluck with the real turkey. And, of course, old Eve brings her fiddle and fiddles and brings some music there. But it's a most marvelous place. And I'm surprised not more people in Fairbanks know about it. She is a wonderful lady, Billy herself. And, yeah, I shouldn't say much more than that, but she's fascinating. And the place itself is filled with antiques and stuff from all over and people who have traveled wide and far return when they come back to Alaska.
Wow.
So that's what I'll do.
What time do you get there at?
I forget. If it's usually, I think midday somewhere, you know, and it's a walk and come by whenever, at least for the guests that are there. And of course, for the foreigners, Thanksgiving is a little bit unknown.
Mm-hmm.
The communal kitchen dining is always open for friends. Let's say for friendly folk.
There you go. You know, it's interesting. What I started doing a few years ago is, I put on a brunch for all my friends who don't have a family, you know, just single friends,
nice.
And they don't have a
nice.
Family or maybe no place to go. So
right.
From 10 to 12, I put on a nice brunch. You know, I make up an egg dish and some bacon and sausages and things like that and serve some mimosas. And then I go watch the Dallas Cowboys play.
Marvelous.
Yeah, so that's how I do it.
I think it's the best holiday in the United States. I prefer Thanksgiving over Christmas, but that is a funny thing to say because I was used to Saint Nicholas, which is celebrated very much in Holland, the 5th of December, and this Saint Nicholas was a sponsor once upon a time in the Middle East, let's say Constantinople, of unmarried women who could not have a dowry or had no dowry and therefore could not get married. So this good old saint provided for them the gift in order for these young females to have a dowry and make them available to males. And that has been translated in Holland since centuries, literally, to gift-giving and teasing each other with surprise packages and poems. So right now I'm doing that for my Dutch relatives. You make the craziest poems, and you go back to events that have happened in our lives. You tease each other because St. Nicholas and Black Pete, who is the Moor, because it got transferred to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
History is very interesting. Anyway, so St. Nicholas and Black Pete have arrived last weekend, I believe, and officially he comes by steamboat, and the steamboat is filled, of course, with gifts, etc., etc., etc. And then the saint gets put on a white horse. And what else should I say? All right, so 5th of December. Then Christmas in Holland used to be extremely quiet, with real Christmas trees and real candles. That's
okay.
The best Christmas memories. And the American Christmas is a little bit, was always a little bit strange for me, because number one, there were no poems and crazy surprises, and so many packages under the tree, everybody unwrapping, and it's over. It's over.
It's I know. It's all of a sudden, it's gone. Done. Okay, now what do? We're going to have dinner.
Yeah, whereas St. Nicholas in Holland is long, because you have to listen to everybody's stuff, and one by one by one. Anyway, I'm sure there's more people who want to talk to you.
What is Krampus Day?
Say that again.
Krampus Day. K-R-A-M-P-U-S.
Krampus or Krampus. I think that's British.
Okay.
And Krampus could be something like something edible. I'll look that up, but I think it's crumpets, and it is probably something like Boxing Day, the second day of Christmas. Because in Europe, we always have first day of Christmas and second day. And in England, it was Boxing Day, because the leftovers of dinner was then given to personnel.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate the very nice stroopwafels. Wow. Yeah,
stroop. You know, I hope to help you here. It's called stroop.
Stroop, okay.
Stroopwafels. And it is as Dutch as you can be. We do them all day, all years long. But it is as Dutch as eating raw herring in June.
Oh, boy.
You don't know that, but what?
I don't eat fish.
You don't eat fish? But that is also a specialty of the Hollanders.
Okay.
And the queen or king always used to get the first barrel with freshly fished herring from the North Sea herring. And then foreigners don't believe it, but we eat those things. The fish upside down, you hold it at the tail end, and you eat very young, extremely delicious, newly fished herring. All right. So that's one crazy thing we do in Holland, and the stroopwafel is a similar goodie.
Thank you so much, Eve. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, I learn every day. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the days of Christmas, something you probably haven't heard before. Anyway, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Men all over town are raving about Fairbanks Urology.
I had to go to the emergency room, and they realized that my bladder was blocked, and so they put a catheter inside of me. It was very awkward until I came here to Fairbanks Urology. The surgery that he came up with was totally not invasive. About 2 weeks later, the catheter was able to be removed. I think the man's a saint, honestly. Really, I mean, for what he's done for me.
Make the call today, 328-0989, for Fairbanks Urology.
You need to fix something? Are you looking for a whatchamacallit or a kinda thingamajig? Find it at Century Hardware. See the largest selection of standard and metric nuts, bolts, and screws in the interior. If it hooks on, holds on, hangs on, clips on, glues on, bolts on, screws in. If it fastens stuff together, Century has it. Always has. Be sure to ask about their prodigious selection of dumaflagies. Century Hardware. What you need right now.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
I am so glad you told me that Silver Gulch is open. We went last night, and am I glad that we did. One of my favorite items was on the menu, the grilled blueberry pork chop, and it was as good as ever. We also had the mussels, and they were terrific.
I love mussels and cannot wait to try them.
You won't be disappointed.
Silver Gulch, yes, they are open Wednesday to Sunday from 4 p.m., just a short drive from Fairbanks in historic downtown Fox. Silver Gulch, where the people are unusual and the beer is unusually good.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise overcast. High of 20, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows dip down to about 1 above, cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 8 above, overcast skies. About an inch of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prews in the studio here on this nice Friday. It's starting to get a little bit of a cooler weather, 13 above out there, so what the heck. But these are your Christmas days. December 1st, Christmas Lights Day. Perry Wally did that 2 weeks ago. Well, in Fairbanks, you're trying to get them up before it gets really cold and really snowy. So you both want to get your lights up this weekend and your Thanksgiving Day turkey bought. December 4th, Santa's List Day. Yeah, you better get that made up. December 5th is Krampus Night. December 6th is St. Nicholas Day. December 9th, this is an important day. Christmas Card Day. Do you send out Christmas cards still? Most people still do. I send out a Christmas email. Hey, I'm here. Thank you. Feliz Navidad. Drop by the house. Say hello. See you later. Now, here's the worst day of the Christmas season. Well, one of them. December 12th, Poinsettia Day. How did we get to the habit, the custom of the poinsettias on Christmas? Does anyone know how that happened, the history behind it? If you do, please call in. We're 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Who can we blame for a Poinsettia Day? But also on December 12th is Gingerbread House Day. So how did they, I'm sure the European thought of the gingerbread house, of course. But how did that come about? Well, here's a good one for you. In fact, they even have a Christmas song about it. December 14th, Roast Chestnuts Day. Okay. Now, here's everyone's favorite. Everyone, this is your favorite. December 15th, Ugly Sweater Day. That's really, you know, become an institution in itself, that Ugly Sweater Day. Now, here's one that I do not even know about it, what it is or anything about it. December 17th. Saturnalia. Saturn, the planet, then alia, A-L-I-A after it. Saturnalia. If you know what that means, please give me a call. Now, here's a really good day. This is a good day. And if you're a baker, we salute you. December 18th is Christmas cook is Bake Cookies Day. Bake Cookies Day on the 18th. December 19th, Christmas Tree Day. There you go. December 20th, Caroling Day. Have you ever seen carolers, you know, go out and sing Christmas carols? I have not. You know, on December 20th, it's dark and cold, so you're just not going to see that up here. Ah, now, here we go, December 21st, Bah Humbug Day, winter. But up here, it's our longest day of the year, and we start getting more light after that, so what the heck. So it's our day of demarcation. It's also the winter solstice, the Yule, and the Blue Christmas. December 23rd, Festivus. Oh, festival, Festivus. December 24th, Christmas Eve. December 25th is Christmas Day. First day of Christmas. Also, Mary Lude. We're going to take a call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and your name is?
Eve, once more.
Okay.
Saturnalia, a Roman winter festival. I'm reading it.
Okay.
A festive celebration of the Roman god of agriculture who taught them how to farm and make wine. So the alcoholic spirits play a large role.
Okay. That's why it's called festival.
And the crumpets, I looked them up. It's a completely Anglo-Saxon situation. So every English-speaking country in the world, including South Africa, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, etc., do the crumpets, and it is a little bit like the donut. It is a sugar and yeast thing and milk, etc., and sticky. I mean, you can read it on your internet. There's a long, long page on crumpets. And why there's a crumpet day, I don't know yet.
Okay, thank you, Eve. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, okay. So the Saturnalia is a Roman holiday. Isn't there a movie Roman holiday? Okay. But thank you, Eve. Really appreciate that. But December 25th, Christmas Day, first day of Christmas, Mary Loud. And then December 26th, Candy Cane Day. Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, and St. Stephen's Day. Oh, another bad one coming up. December 27th, Fruitcake Day. Is that the day you throw out the fruitcakes that you got? That's what I would have thought. December 28th is Childermas. December 30th is Bacon Day. Now, that's a holiday in itself. Bacon Day. January 1st, New Year's Day is Day of Peace. And there are your Christmas days. December 1st, 4th, 5th, anyway, through the 1st of January, the holiday season. But our holiday season starts next Thursday. And you have this weekend to get your turkey. Now, what size turkey do you buy at Thanksgiving? Well, it depends on how many people you have. You know, you're going to go 1 to 1.25 pounds a person and ensure that people can get their fill. You're going to want some leftovers, too. So if you're buying an 8-pound turkey for 4 people, 12 pounds for 6 people, that sort of thing. 16 pounds for 8 people, because, you know, you got the carcass. And do you guys fight over the drumstick? That's a big drumstick. So I've never had in our family. Now, are you a white meat or a dark meat type guy? I go both ways. I like them both. Why should I discriminate against one when they both are very pleasing and wonderful to eat? So then you ask yourself, and when you're going to cook your turkey, to brine or not to brine? I brine. I get a great big pot that I cook my pasta sauce in, and I fill it up about two-thirds of the way up, and I put in a 2 cups of bourbon, 2 cups of, what's my second ingredient there? 2 cups of, oh boy. Two tablespoons of pickling spice. Maple syrup, I'm sorry. It's the maple syrup. 2 cups of maple syrup. I was in a brain lock there for a moment. Anyway, I put those all together, those three items. It's three items, bourbon, maple syrup, pickling spices. Put your turkey in there and brine it for 3 days, and easy peasy, nice and easy. Now, the type of turkey I like to do, I like to cover it with butter. So what I do is I go get 2 sticks of butter, and I let it soften. Then I, you know, take the fork and soften it up. And then I put in my different spices in there, my different herbs. You know, what am I going to put in? And what I like to do is I like to flood it with Herbs de Provence. You can get that at Fred Meyer's or Safeway. It's a nice spice melody. And it's really good. And then you take that and you just smear. I mean, you smear the turkey. And I always make my stuffing separately. I don't put it in the turkey. I always make my stuffing separately. But what I do is I stuff the turkey. And I like cutting up apples, pears, oranges, lemon. Then I'll put thyme in there, different herbs in there in the cavity. That's what I stuff the cavity with. And that works out very well. That works out very well for me. So, we roast our turkey. Depending on what you do, some people like doing it at 400 degrees for 30 minutes and dropping it down to 350 degrees. What that does is that gives a good crisp of the skin. But you want is a roasting pan, and you want the grate in there, something to raise it off the pan itself. That way it doesn't stick or pull off when you pull it out. So that's always a lot of fun. And again, you're going to smother that thing with butter. You're going to, for the herb butter, if you want, again, 2 sticks of butter, some fresh sage, thyme, rosemary, garlic, salt, pepper, all that fun stuff. Now, you're going to want it, if you're taking your turkey, take it out an hour before. You're going to do all that fun stuff to it. Preheat your oven to 450 degrees. Put the bottom third of the oven. Remove the rest of the racks. Put on the bottom third. Take the pack. Make sure the packaging, the giblets, is all out before you stuff it. Pat the turkey dry. Put the butter all over it. After 20 minutes, put it in. Roast it for 20 minutes. At 400 degrees, then reduce it to 350 degrees. And then, you know, it's for about a 14-pound turkey, you're about 3 hours. But you're going to pull it. I always put in a thermometer. You're going to pull it at 160. You want it at 165, but you pull it at 160 because, and you're going to put that right in the breast because it's going to raise about 5 degrees over the course of 20 minutes of resting. Tent it with aluminum foil. And there you go. Fairmix, that's our Friday show. You have a great day and enjoy yourself this Thanksgiving. I will see you on Monday.